recorded live for Away, Electric Fields, and a pretty moving piano version of Shade Away. We first met Electric Fields, Zachariah Fielding and Michael Ross in 2015, and at that time, they didn't even have a single, let alone an album. Well, since then, they've toured the world, and fast forward to now, they're working on their first album, and they're among the contenders in the running to represent Australia in the Eurovision Song Contest. And they're going in with this tune.
It's my blood with the eyes of a panther. With your cosmic skin and a celestial dancer. Oh, yes, I know this, but I know your energy is loud. I've been knocking you directly, wanna see you in the crowd. Kolela, mirani. Kolela, nirawani.
Make you look up from the paranoid place. Spinning in and out of space. On a mort to Istanbul.
Millennia.
Hello, my name is Zachariah Fielding.
And I'm Michael Ross. And we are Electric Fields. It's not like we set out to aim for Eurovision. It was almost like Eurovision found us in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because a couple of spooky things happened where people at some of our shows would just come up and whisper in our ear, literally come and whisper in our ear, you guys should do Eurovision. And it's, oh, okay, oh, thank you. Yeah, no, that's interesting. Oh, and just not really thinking much of it. And then a friend of mine said her friend saw us on the website, and then Zachariah said that his friend said that her friend saw us on their website, so we both told each other, and we're like, "What? Why are they saying that?" We looked at the website, and of course, we weren't on there. We weren't on there, and so, but we found ourselves looking at the computer together, where it said, "Enter your song," and so we're like, "Oh, maybe we just enter the song then?" And we did, and then the next thing you knew, they called us
the next day, straight after this.
Wow. Yeah, very quickly indeed.
So someone thought they'd seen you on the Eurovision Song Contest website.
Yeah, the SBS one.
Oh, the SBS one. They misremembered it.
Yeah.
And then you kind of found yourselves kind of, why don't we do it?
Yeah, but the weird thing is that it happened to both of us separately. I think what's really good is that this is actually our very first official single ever, because we released the EP just all at once as an EP. And there was no song singled out as a single or no music videos, no, you know, it was just, here's the EP, everyone. and so this time it's like, you know, there's a sort of focus on one particular song, and it's almost like the whole Eurovision thing. It's like, yeah, that's cool, and using music as a bridge to bring different people in different countries together is awesome. But a whole heap of people are listening to our music that wouldn't have listened to it otherwise. Mm. And we've got these people in Europe talking about it and saying things like, how awesome. I mean, listen to this. This is original language from Australia. And, oh, look, there's culture, but it's danceable. Like, and so they're talking about it and listening to it. And they would not have necessarily found it if it wasn't for the kind of buzz around the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's almost like a wave, and we just pulled out our surfboard, just getting a little bit of energy for free.
2000 and whatever. I mean, it's a really, it's a dreamy song. It's got a lot of mood in it, but it's mostly upbeat, you know, really, really big song. But it is slightly different. I mean, it wasn't the kind of the song I was expecting to hear, but I'm pleased and really kind of and surprised by this song.
What song were you expecting to hear?
I don't know. I don't know. But what I'm saying is the lyrics are really, they're almost self-referential. I think Zachariah sings about Mikey, about you.
Actually, that's me.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you're singing about you.
Yeah.
Okay, even more self-referential.
Mickey, look up from the paranoid place. We're spinning it in and out of space. Anangor to Istanbul.
It's just a little different. I mean, I like that it's self-referential because it's like you're looking around at yourself and, you know, you're part of this world now. You're making this music from, you know, Anangu, from, you know, the APY lands to Istanbul. Literally, it's all true. But it's just an interesting song.
Yeah, well, what is it about for us, Z?
Well, there's different sections. The one, the Michael's bit, yeah, it talks about him, but it's no different to what a millennial would think. And what Marilyn Monroe would have been going through. And to find that beauty within your youth or whatever age. I think we wrote it for the millennials to know thyself and for us to know who we are as people and at the moment and where we are as we're still evolving, and that, you know, and every new year comes around and it's just happy 2000 and whatever.
I remember when we were sitting at a cafe here in Adelaide, just looking out over the park, and that's when we were writing "You're a Smart Blonde with the Eyes of a Panther, with your cosmic skin and a celestial dancer." And what we were kind of doing is just imagining this beautiful cosmic millennial human, but basically just a member of the cosmos, and, you know, just mixing all of these beautiful, different living things together to create...
An avatar,
yeah. And so it's like, so we mashed all that together and then sort of spoke about the energy of that avatar and the kind of the self within the self, you know, that sort of consciousness. And then we were like, now wake up to yourself and get out of your head, because if you are alert and you are yourself, you can actually make a big, beautiful change in and around you, so to bring, you know, actually make this generation the best yet. So that's why you're the millennial Monroe, because you're not a dumb blonde, you're a smart blonde. You're not just beautiful, pretty and some kind of cookie cut form. You have cosmic skin, you're a celestial dancer, you're a member of the cosmos, and you are it.
Yeah.
You know,
so... And do something about it straight away, because we're not going to live forever.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to live... You're a babe, haven't got long, so wake up now, because you'll be pissed off if you don't wake up for another 35 years.
you'd be too old to kind of get on the dance floor as well.
You're no longer a millennial.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, best of luck with your revision. And, you know, I can't think of anything better at this point in, you know, the history of this country than you two representing us at Eurovision. But I guess we'll leave it in the laps of the judges, whoever. Do you know who the judges are?
I haven't met them. We'll meet them next week.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a panel of industry.
Let's hope Carrie Ann Kennelly's not on the panel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Have you kind of thought it through, like what happens if, and what happens if, you know, you do end up on that podium I believe Eurovision's going to be held in Israel.
Yeah, we have thought about that. We've thought about bringing original language to 230 million people in the UN's International Year of Indigenous Languages, and to actually bring that to that stage, not as a token or not as a... This is the UN's year, that's why we're here, but actually to... be the best performers on that
celebrate
stage.
Celebrate it, yeah.
And be like, no, honey, this isn't an afterthought. This is the main event.